definition of sound, vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear. That's not the only definition of sound. There's a sound in one's voice that lets you know just what they feel. There is a sound of pain, a sound of joy, a sound of strength, a sound of love, a sound of desperation, and a sound of victory. Listen to the sound.
I'm gospel recording artist Appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. In the days
of the youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, thou should have no pleasure in thee. Jesus is gone and what you're here is soon to come. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side. Calling you. Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Jesus is calling. Even calling you.
Remember, he called from day one. Them times you had the stacks and the guns. Yeah. Remember them times where everything went wrong and you blamed everyone else with that same old song. It got old. You gotta call.
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead minister and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is Christian rap artist Israel Shalom. Israel Shalom, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
And Braha, blessings, blessings.
Amen. And before we begin our discussion, please tell the kingdom a little more about you. Who is Israel Shalom in the kingdom of God and in the body of Christ?
I am Israel Shalom, and I am a servant of the Most High. I am God's son, I'm a husband, father, brother, minister of the gospel, musician, singer, songwriter, engineer, all that the Lord has set me to be. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Brother Shalom, please share with us your story of repentance and the beginnings of your relationship with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. So, back in the day, I guess you could say, because I was raised in a church, but it didn't turn out the way a person was raised in a church would turn out. You know, I rebuked everything that was from the Lord, and didn't have no idea about the real true power in the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, and from our Father, right? So I used to play church. I remember times. Getting out of prison, and we'll go to church with my wife, and it was just like it was like a normal thing to do. Go to church, you're doing good, but you know, times have changed and things have happened to us, and the Lord has allowed us to experience certain things, and the integrity of who God is in us now is no comparison from before. Our life was on the line, and God stepped in and showed his power, and never again will I rebuke the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Brother Israel, please announce our topic, begin our discussion, and let's go to the Word of God.
Hallelujah. today's topic is love thy neighbor. And what I would like to get into first is times are different. A lot of people nowadays, we can look at life and we are trying to make the best of the situation that's at hand, what's been given to us, what we are currently living in now. And the topic discussion stands in affirmation because our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right, the blood of Jesus that we dwell in, right, that we constantly stay covered in, you know, it's easy to lose sight and lose focus while trying to remain holy.
Yeah,
I feel. And we do. We all stand victim to it. You know, it's the flesh. It's a constant reminder of who we are in Christ because of what He did for us. So what I wanted to start out with is this we can take it from the basics and moving on up, and we can get into a discussion if you like or however. But the first thing that I was given was Matthew 22, 37 through 40. And this is where they were asking Jesus, trying to catch him up in the switch, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law of the and the prophets. So what does that mean? What does that mean? We find it easy to love somebody that we're known to love. That's one thing that stands out for me nowadays. It's easy for me to reach out to you, brother, and bless you, right? Because yeah, you're a man of God. It feels good. I'm doing great for the kingdom. I'm edifying the Father. And that's all great. But one thing that stood out to me, and I had to go into research. I had to ask God, like, which way do you want me to take it? He said, they need to understand who the neighbor is and how do we love thy neighbor. And this is crucial. I'm going to go into Luke 10, 30 through 37. And for those that don't know, we're in the New King James Version. And Jesus said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, which means clothing, and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. So dude just got robbed, okay? And by chance came down a certain priest that way. So here came a holy man. And when he saw him, he switched to the other side of the road. He passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. So this man didn't know him. We had holy men, and likewise, turn their nose up at him. Or maybe they're scared. Maybe it was a bitter truth. Maybe it was ugly. Maybe it's hard to accept. You know?
Yeah.
And so the man went to him. He bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, so the next day when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. And now of these three, Jesus said, thinkest thou, who was the neighbor that fell among the thieves? So unto him that fell among the thieves. So out of all the people, so you got the dude that passed by, paid no mind, you know, the priest, you got another person, and you got the guy that helped. And he asked him, who of these three would you say was the neighbor unto the man that was beaten up by the thieves? And he said, and his I think it was the scribes that was asking him, or the Pharisee, right? He said to him, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise. So now it puts me in more of a position to say, what am I doing that merits being a servant, right? If I'm supposed to love thy neighbor, how am I loving him? How am I loving him? I'll pause just for a second. Do you have any words, any comments?
No, go ahead, my brother.
Okay, praise God. So then, as I'm praying on this, how do I love? I'm going to go straight out the word, okay? Because man defies us all the time, right? Man teaches in the schools, everything. They're teaching false, indoctrinating our children. I'm not going to go to man. I can't call my brother up and ask him, how do I love? You know what I mean? Because everybody that was around me, you know, I'm sent here for them now. You know what I'm saying? So who's going to teach me how to love? I have to lean on this word. I have to pray. I have to ask God. And what he told me, he just, and it's so simple because everybody knows it. He said 1 Corinthians 13. And he let me paraphrase it, but I'll go through the beginning and we'll go from there. 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak of the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or clanging cymbal.
Yes.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. It does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in inequity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So, for me, if we aren't helping one another, and this is what we battle today, the hate and the fuel that's being fed to us by everybody around, you know, like you still got people who are around you who you love, who you were called for, that will rebuke you and then rebuke you publicly. You know, and all we are trying to do is be the men and women of God that we are called to be. So I feel like this is encouragement to let us know, because this is more than money. This is, we have been sent out as a light for those in need.
Yes.
Basically, right? For those from the other side. I'm gonna keep going. John 44. Or I didn't type that in there. John, I'll get it for you in a second. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command. And that led me to Luke 23. The Lord showed me where Jesus was hanging on a cross, and there was criminals around him on crosses with him.
Yeah.
And one was rebuking him. what did he say? He said, if you are the Christ, then save yourself and save us. He's blaspheming him. And people were walking around on the bottom of the cross talking about, he saved others, let him save himself. If he is the Christ, the chosen of God, that's Luke 23. And then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. While he hung on a cross, while he was dying for your eternal salvation, for the ultimate power over sin, so that you could call out to Jesus' name at any moment and say, in Jesus' name, Father God, take this from me. I know this is not from you. This feeling, animosity, this pain, the struggle, whatever it is, whatever I'm going through, I know you want better for me, and I trust that if I call on to you, that you will come. I just have to submit my all, my everything to you. And Jesus died on the cross. So sometimes loving thy neighbor isn't going to look pretty. And this is where we have to remember that time repeats itself. And as we get closer to that time, it's promised to us what will happen around us. And the ultimate goal is to edify the Father, his kingdom. It's his time that we owe him. And so when currently involved in affliction, what does our response look like? Are we loving thy neighbor? Because Jesus loved them who crucified him, and he didn't get down off the cross or give him a hug. He didn't bark remarks or hold resentment. And we're not perfect by a long shot. But we must continue to teach in love and remember that we can still all be taught. Age does not matter. To God, he will use you to love your neighbor. And you wouldn't even imagine doing what you're doing because it doesn't match who you used to be. It's time for growth, people. In the body, love thy neighbor. Love your brothers, your sisters. Help. Pray, pray, pray. Ask God to help you to become a servant. Amen?
Amen. And truly, brother, we are coming from the same place where God has given us about this topic. And again, Kingdom, our topic for this episode is love thy neighbor. The Gospel of Matthew records and declares Jesus' answer that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And some may find it interesting that to love one's neighbor is not the first but the second commandment. But in answer to this observation, we must understand that God commands it, and so we need God to obey it, being led by his Holy Spirit. And we need to understand what God is saying and why he is saying it. To sum it up, we as a society benefits when we obey God. Kingdom, when you look at, my God, our biblical history and the racism, the enslaving of another human being, wars and civil wars, crime, thievery, discrimination, violence, civil wars, abortions, and I can go on and on and on. Why isn't it becoming now obvious why God commands it and Jesus demonstrated it? And why God commands that we do it, not apart, but with God, and follow every example given to us in the written word, the spoken word and illustrated by Jesus. Kingdom, some general ways to love our neighbor are to be generous, be ethical, be fair in all things, and deal honestly with all people. Be kind, and finally, be peaceful. But I want to go a little deeper, so let's go to Luke, the 10th chapter, the 25th through the 37th verses, which declares, verse 25, and a certain lawyer, an expert in Mosaic law, stood up to test him, saying, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 26, Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? Verse 27, and he replied, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. Verse 28, Jesus said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this habitually and you will live. verse 29, but he wishing to justify and vindicate himself asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus teaching with the parable of the Good Samaritan, verse 30, Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he encountered robbers who stripped him of his clothes and belongings, beat him, and went their way uncovered, leaving him half dead. Verse 31, now, by coincidence, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Verse 32, likewise, a Levite also came down the place and saw him and passed by on the other side. Verse 33, but a Samaritan, a foreigner who was traveling, came upon him, and when he saw him, he was deeply moved with compassion for him. Verse 34, and went to him and bandaged him up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. Now, kingdom, remember, when we read about these individualized cases in the Old Testament, that these individuals represent a nation who has suffered in the same way. Thus, the Samaritan in this moment became an instrument that led the way to bringing healing to a nation and relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The priest and Levite who was following the law but had not relationship with God and chose to look the other way, kingdom, in verse 25, the lawyer was not a hostile person but desired to know his ethical obligations of the law. Kingdom tested him, that is to say, tested him, Jesus, and if his skills in answering questions of the law, which then was the rule and guide for our daily lives. Kingdom, the lawyer was a scribe, meaning professional teacher and expounders of the word. He wanted to be sure he had it right. Kingdom, the somewhat self-righteous but conscientious lawyer is looking for clarity and truth from our master. Please tell me what you teach should be included in the terms of neighbor. Verse 31, the priest who offers sacrifice to God, here kingdom is Jesus making parallel to the priest, to the lawyer, because even the priest, from the fear of incurring a ceremonial defilement by coming in contact with a corpse, walked way away not to investigate the situation. Kingdom, Jesus in this parable brings to question the children of Aaron and their legality and handling of this matter. To bring clarity, Jesus used the example of a Samaritan who by tradition hates Jews and uses the racial hatred to answer and bring clarity to whom our neighbor is. The Samaritan, when he saw him, looked to investigate this matter with compassion and stays by the wounded man. Kingdom, that is the brotherly and agape love that Jesus teaches us to do. My God, if everybody had Jesus, hallelujah, what a wonderful world this would be. Brother Shalom, loving our neighbor is a matter and condition of our heart and relationship with God and a choice we choose to make to obey God's command. Brother Israel, Shalom, please give us the final words on our topic of discussion, love thy neighbor.
Look, I'm going to put it like this. This is something the Lord had me prepare. And he said, Ami mav levek hen be shabbat shalom eso shov wenai. And to all who don't know, that's Hebrew. And it means I bless you, a Shabbat shalom, and a pleasant weekend. And I believe I believe he wanted me to say that because he wants us to reverence him. He wants us to be kind and be patient in our dealings with people, and to have a heart. So that means if my brother is on the floor kicked down, you know, how have I served the Lord today? If I walk away with my own feelings in hand, and I feel, you know, this felt good to me to not stand by him because I'm safe. But sometimes what we think is safe is not really safe. And we must always just call out to Jesus. That's all I can put out there, is just continue to call out to him and ask God, what do you want me to do right now? Because we don't expect the answer sometimes. And he's like, I want you to help pick him up. Well, this might cost me something, Lord. And he said, exactly. That's what I've called you to do. That's why I blessed you in abundance. Was so that this very moment came, you were able to pick him up and pay his way and put something in his pocket or bandage up him or help mend that bruise or whatever it is. But he's called you. Divine intervention happens every day. Miracles happen every day. Just who's willing to listen to God? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Brother Israel Shalom, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Israel Shalom, you can find me at Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, wherever anybody can access music. Look at Israel Shalom topic. Also, for booking info or anything of that sort, you can also find me at centrastonemediagroup@gmail.com. And I'll spell that out real quick. It's CentrastonemediaGroup@gmail.com.
And please tell us about the music we will hear during this podcast, Better Days and Facts.
So both are in a likeness as to what I'm doing and what I'm taught to do and taught to teach to do, which is call out to our Father. Better Days was actually created. It was a studio project for school because I'm also an audio engineer professionally in the training. So I go to school, and so one of my projects was to write a song about a perfect day, and you know, to stand out in this world, in this industry. You know, I believe the only significant difference that brings relevance to any of these songs is that both of them are in its form calling out to God in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen again. And how may we support your ministry?
You guys can you find us at, I mean, Spotify. If you guys would like to go and look us up and reach out and sow a seed, you know, we'd be more than able to accept it, and you know, we put it up to the Father. But as far as the music goes, the ministry that's within this music, it's very powerful. Just being able to watch the lives being changed. So we just say, just go Spotify, iTunes, download your copy, you know, get your copy. Even if the music says it's free and you reach out to us directly, you know, we might even give you free music. So you know, the most I can ask for right now is prayer. You know, lift us up to the Father, and he'll reward you.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, Elation Radio, and at PositivePower21.org. Click on Menu, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We're on Kingdom Influencers Broadcast every Wednesday. We are live for Season 5 at 6 p.m. Central Time. Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Google App Store on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk radio, interview, news, and more. Kingdom, you can now ask Alexa to begin Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International. My latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital stores. So please go over to Amazon and pick you up a copy. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you living your lives under an open heaven at the foot of the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You still there?
You're supposed to say amen.
Streets and laugh,
streets and laugh,
to the remains of a photo, an autograph. If I can give it all up and give it all my everything, planting seeds in the wind, I'm waiting for the spring.
And all the people around me, there's no hating, no clowning. And all this love is around me, and all this glory surround me. I mean, I look and I'm praying, I have a hope, I'm just saying. And you can't see me, I'm praying for better days.
No, I ain't regretting it, no. I let it go, everything that isn't in the interest of my better though. For better me, a better you, a better place to live in. It'll let you feel the resonance, let it be into you.
Grace, grace, grace.
Here we are again, like a whirlwind. And everybody's watching for the proof. Give my all like a wine sprawl, headed uphill. Bombs overhead like we're running for our life.
No reason to stay.
I've got nothing left in this life to say I love
more than you.
And anytime I'm feeling in my pain, I'm calling to you. And this the same for the next, my next of kin. It's in him and his willingness and drive to push it all aside.
Ain't out to the people around me and all the nations around me. And all my friends and my family, all my peers, you his people. We and the church in the streets, still be calling out for the people. We call Yeah, 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 yeah. I said we're looking for the better.
it. Come from the biblical standpoints. Now tell me where you stand.
We damaged.
Everybody damning each other on this earth can't stand it. Man, Father God, you handle this. Holy Spirit, your hand in this. Ay, and we ain't waiting for nothing but Jesus Christ's return. Now tell me why.
Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything. Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything.
I heard you, Lord. You in everything. That's why I give you my everything. Let it sing, let them praises ring. Holy Spirit, I lift you up supreme. Yeah, every moment I give it hard, hit on the track, dynamite. Boom, blow up, C4, when it's in your base. Now tell me who want more. Hey, ain't catching no cases. I'm over here praying, Holy Spirit, please will you take us to every moment that you need us. Tell us where we gotta go, sent by the Holy Spirit. You already know.
Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything. Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything.
Here I am, one more time. Take it in, feel the flame. Father God, Holy Spirit, reign on these streets, let it rain. Maintain everything you know, straight out that book, that's where I'm finna go. Alright, tell me what you're doing with your time, I'ma give it to God.
Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything. Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything. Fact of the matter, he's in everything. Why don't you call out to his name? Why don't you call out to his name? He's my everything.
This is Urban Movement Radio.
Keep it turned up.
Here that goes. Oh, 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 you sing. Oh, 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 oh,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah!
Living in this world that we are living in today, I tried to lean and depend on everyone I could. And everyone that I lean and depend on, I found out, let me down. And I knew it was time for a new start and a change my life around. As I lay on my sick bed, trying to figure out what went wrong inside my
whatever. Hi, I'm Larry W. Robinson, and this is Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. Today's episode is brought to you by Gospel Updates Magazine, as well as GospelUpdates.com. Apostle John E. Ross has a new song titled, Lord, Give Me Another Chance. It features Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Believers looking for hope and restoration will find encouragement from this song. Lord, Give Me Another Chance speaks of the faithfulness of our God. Here is Apostle John E. Ross, new song titled Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Listen and enjoy.
I mean this from my heart.
From my heart.
I promise I won't sin no more.
I won't sin
Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and all other digital download stations. You are listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. I'll have more after this.
Hi, I'm Tasha Page Lockhart. For over 105 years, the historic Piney Woods Schools has specialized in equipping the heads, heart, and hands of economically disadvantaged students from around the world with a first-class education. The Piney Woods Schools needs your help to continue training young minds for another 105 years. To find out more about Piney Woods and how to give from the heart, log on to pineywoods.org.
We're back, and you're listening to Gospel Updates. I'm your host, Larry W. Robinson. Before the break, I share with you Apostle John E. Ross' new song, Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Scales and Tamara Lloyd. Apostle John E. Ross connected with me so that he can give you more insight about his new song. Listen to Apostle John E. Ross now.
Blessings, Larry, and thank you for having me on the show. Lord, Give Me Another Chance. When I wrote this song, I wrote it from different perspectives, thinking about the times we mess up repeatedly but not intentionally, meaning a time of growth is needed. And this song also speaks to premeditated, intentional sinning, and I call it that plotting and planning sinning. But now we are repenting from the heart, and we want right standing with God.
You've been listening to Gospel Updates, your number one source for the who, what, when, why, and where in the gospel community. I am your host, Larry W. Robinson. For these and other happenings in the world of gospel, visit GospelUpdates.com. Visit GospelUpdates.com to submit gospel happenings in your community today, as well as get your subscription to Gospel Updates magazine from GospelUpdates.com.
I got it. God's promises. Throw them hands up. I got it. God's promises. It's time to let my great light shine. 'Cause I got it. Promise has come to pass. I'm gonna testify of his goodness. I got it. Of course there was some doubt, but trouble won't last. Oh no, I got it. God's promises. As long as you stand on the word, act on his word, you got it. You got it, God's promises. Throw them hands up high. Acknowledge the power of the Most High. Throw them hands up high. Acknowledge the power of the Most High. Throw them hands up, throw them hands up. I got it, God's promises. Throw them got it. God's promises.
Yeah. You see, I don't have to worry about no more burden down here. Don't have to worry about no more burden down here. Don't have to worry about no more heartaches and pains. No, 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 no.
Vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear. That's not the only definition of sound. There's a sound in one's voice that lets you know just what they feel. There is a sound of pain, a sound of joy, a sound of strength, a sound of love, a sound of desperation, and a sound of victory. Listen to the sound.